Hey guys, it's Brian, and I'm still here at the Grand Canyon just loving life right now. I'm here with John Albert from Canyon Ministries, and he's going to help us out today with our major theme on this particular lesson of, as we look at the flood, we see both God's judgment and His mercy. John, will you elaborate on that a little bit for us?
Absolutely. You know, when you come to Grand Canyon, it's awe-inspiring. Its beauty is incredible, and you can't help sometimes even cry just because it's so beautiful. And yet it's important for us to realize that everything that we're seeing here in Grand Canyon, this beauty around us, this is the result of God's wrath. This is not original creation. And so if God's wrath can be this beautiful and amazing, imagine what heaven's going to be like, first of all. Amen. But the presence of the beauty in this place is the fact that His mercy and His redemption is woven into His wrath. And we see that even from the very beginning of the flood account, right? Because as Noah was building the ark, he was doing much more than just that, wasn't he? He was also preaching a sermon of repentance. And all were invited to respond to that. In fact, anybody at that moment, all they had to do was enter through the one door that God had provided into the ark. And just like Noah and his family was preserved, all who entered through that door would have received new life on the other side of God's wrath. Then Jesus came, right? Amen. Jesus came upon this earth, and one of the many things He claimed is He said, "I am the door. And all who enter through the door by faith in Jesus Christ will find new life, will find redemption." And so this place is a reminder to us that no matter what our life has been like, no matter what it's been, we can become a new creation like Scripture talks about. And that's through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's great stuff. Hope that helps with the lesson today. See you later.